When the Law Enforcement Accountability Task Force met for the first time last week, members like Georgetown Police Chief R.L. Hughes were confused about how civilians, officials, and advocates were being chosen to sit on its subcommittees.
Is there a method that task force members should use to suggest or ask to be placed on a committee? It just seems that these decisions are being made by some staff members.
The subcommittees will focus on use of force, transparency, workforce development, and community policing. State Representative Frank Cook, a former police officer who chairs the task force, says that's where the real work of examining police reform will be done. He announced the subcommittee members Thursday. Hanif Salam of the Wilmington Hope Commission is one of just a few formerly incarcerated individuals on the subcommittees. He sees the appointments as tilted toward police and government officials.
It's going to take a lot of work, in my opinion, convincing a lot of the people in the task force of some of the reforms that need to take place, because we need to change the entire policing system.
The task force is expected to report back to the General Assembly with recommendations by the end of the year. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.